This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Yesterday, Bethel saw its biggest spike in positive coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic in March. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation confirmed 5 positive cases, 4 are Bethel residents and 1 is not. All 5 are close contacts of previously reported cases, and all are currently self-isolating. Separately, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced a non-resident tested positive earlier this week. That person is also currently self-isolating. This brings up the total number of cases to 49 cases announced so far and 8 announced this week. YKHC is offering free testing today at the Bethel Hospital parking lot from noon to 4 p.m. YKHC urges everyone to remain vigilant and practice all known protective measures against COVID-19. Protective measures include avoiding all non-essential travel, regularly washing hands, staying 6 feet away from non-household members, wearing a mask when in public, and disinfecting high-touch surfaces. Everyone traveling into the region can get tested for the virus for free at the Bethel, Antioch, and St. Mary's airports. Free testing is also offered at the Bethel Hospital parking lot every Wednesday from noon to 4 p.m., and no appointment is needed. Also tune in at 8:40 a.m. to hear YKHC's Chief of Staff, Dr. Ellen Hodges, talk about this latest spike in cases and what it means for the region on Coffee at KYUK. And in city news, Tuesday's Bethel City Council meeting ended with a long and public discussion of issues and concerns over City Manager Vinny Carrazza's management style. Johanna Urich reports that the long hour-and-a-half discussion ranged over many issues, including finances.
Normally, such a discussion would take place behind closed doors, but Bethel City Manager Vinny Carrazza wanted it done in public. What followed was a long and frank discussion, with council members critiquing the city manager's communication style, leadership, and even his use of a city car. On the issue of the city's COVID-19 response, Carrazza told the council he's letting department heads set rules for their staff. That did not cut it with several council members, including Mayor Perry Barr.
I'd really like you to be that leader and just direct your directors, instead of having the directors make up their own policies. We should have an overall blanket policy for every employee of this city.
Over and over again, council members said they were getting complaints from city staff about the manager, but it was concerns about Carrazza's financial management that seemed to galvanize action. Councilmember Mark Springer criticized him for using an Excel spreadsheet to track millions of dollars in CARES Act funding. He says that software does not have the kind of security necessary.
I'm just questioning the judgment call to use Microsoft Excel as opposed to, for crying out loud, even QuickBooks, I think, has more security on it than Microsoft Excel does.
At the end of the discussion, Bethel City Council members unanimously passed a motion to instruct the city attorney to find an independent contractor to review the city's operations, including employee complaints about the conduct of their supervisors, the city's financial operations, and the management and accounting of CARES Act funds. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.
Bethel voters can vote now in the state primary scheduled for August 18th. They can cast their absentee in-person ballot at the Nora Gwynn Courthouse. Voters will have to use the side entrance near KYUK. Earlier, KYUK reported that the Division of Election has been unable to find a person to officiate the in-person absentee voting. The city is helping that out by providing the service. The hours of voting are limited to 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the courthouse. And finally, the push is on to get the U.S. Census completed early. The deadline has been moved up, and in Bethel, more people have not yet been counted. Donna Bach, the tribal partner specialist with the Census Bureau, is from Bethel, and she wants her hometown to get caught up. So far, only a third of the households in Bethel have been counted.
It takes less than 10 minutes. It's safe, easy, and important, and I would love it if my hometown of Bethel could be the first community in Alaska to get 100% participation rate.
The census can be filled out online or by calling 1-844-330-2020. The deadline is at the end of September. Bach says an undercount of just 1% for Alaska over a decade could mean losing a lot of potential funding for projects.
An undercount could equal $225 million that is simply left on the table for the government to spend however it wants. Wouldn't you rather feel empowered and own that money so that it's coming into your community to fix the roads, to improve the water health and safety infrastructure, or for medical transportation? All of those funds are hinged on census participation.
Initial concerns were that the state's tiniest communities would be left out, but because of a statewide effort, Bach says the villages in the bush have already been counted. The ones that are underrepresented are bush hub communities like Bethel, which at this point lag far behind Anchorage and the state's other urban centers. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for NewsYukten coming up.